And if you have teenagers, that means you send them out for the weekend. Out of here, dudette. House is ours. You know, when you turn 18, we'll leave for the weekend and you can have a party. But right now, it's ours. Go visit a friend. Don't you have any friends? I used to tell Glenn's son, don't you have any friends? Can't you go visit for the weekend? Can't you go visit your mother? Doesn't she, you know, can't you? We got a bus ticket, Dave. You want to go visit? Wouldn't that be great? No. How about friends? Don't you have any friends? Yeah, they want to come over. I'm like, no, 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 wrong. You go over there. Tomorrow they can come over here. You negotiate with them so that you have that time together.
I was just thinking something that you brought up, and upset that he's, he's not really upset, but like we look at with school now, you know, homework time. It's like I've been in charge for the homework.
You have been.
Yeah, I have been.
Yeah.
And
whose homework is it?
Luca. But like, you know, just stop doing your homework and do whatever you have to do, and it's been upset with me at Freeman because Freeman said, hey, I'll do it and half an hour will go. And, you know, I mean, he's just basically supervising because the kid is pretty good doing it by himself. But then I realized also that the way it was in my house is that my mother was in charge of us, of the children. Your job is to care of your children. Your job is to go to school. My job is to be there. So when things were great, yeah. You know, my father was responsible. If things were bad, it was my mother's fault.
Right. This is normal in America as well.
And that's the pattern that is going on. I mean, Luca didn't do his, you know, and there was something going on, and he had a full day that day. I don't remember what happened, but I think he went to school and he went to Austria, and then he had something else going on. I know the kid, at that moment, he could not...
Overload.
He could not do it. And to me, it was not that important that he did his homework at the time. So we discussed it, and we said, well, you just have, I'm going to write a note that tell the teacher that you will compensate for not doing homework today, and you would do whatever you're supposed to do tomorrow with adding homework. And Freeman had a fit that he didn't do his homework. And I was, like, upset. I was like, well, if it was so that important to you, why didn't you do something about it? So that's the upset that goes on with us. You know, and I find myself, if it's a no-win situation, because if it sits down to his homework, I don't like the way he's interacting with Luca, because he played it tough. But I know he's playing like, why did you do that? You gotta do that better. And it just exasperates me. So that's been one of the upset that's going on right now. And it's good in a sense that Luca's pretty good when he comes down. You know, you have an hour and a half, like you suggested, to do 2 hours, do anything you want. But this has to be done. And they just have to remind the kids, Luca, at that time, you'd be like, all right. But he will do it. But the upset is like, I think my side is like, why do I always be the one that has to make sure that the kids, you know.
That's a good question. Why do you? Who decided that was your job? In your family, who decided that that was your job? You and Luca and Freeman and Freeman. Who decided that your job was to make sure that homework got done?
I guess it was mine.
I guess so. So why are you resenting it? You see, this is how the family patterns work.
Right.
So you see yourself as your mom every time you have to talk about homework.
Right, right.
And when you want to do it, it's fine. But when you don't want to do it, it's like, it's your turn. Who said this is my job? I didn't say this is my job. I didn't define myself as a mother, as someone who does homework. Or did I? So what are you teaching Luca? Homework is?
Struggle.
Struggle. And who's in charge of homework?
Mommy.
Mommy. And if I don't do my homework, what's going to happen?
I can get attention by not doing it.
Right. Instead of Luca, it's 6 o'clock. What do we do at 6 o'clock? My homework. Bye. Ciao. See you when you're done. Enjoy learning.
The other day, they're doing addition and subtraction right now. So they have, like, quite a lot of addition and subtraction to do. And I also, before my parents came, so I was like, you know, like my mother's coming to town, so it's like, whoa, you know, cleaning and stuff. I didn't have the time, and I said, please, Luca, go do your homework, all right? By yourself, here's the plan, goodbye, see you later. And then he came down, and I told him, I'm never doing your homework with you anymore. Because the kid did all the subtraction and the addiction were all correct.
Yeah, but what did you teach him in that one statement? See, this is how you have to self-correct. What did you teach him in that one statement? If mom knows I can do it myself... she won't be with me. Instead of saying, God, I'm so proud you did this all by yourself. It was so helpful for me. We should do this every night and then spend a half hour reading books together. Wouldn't that be great? Mm-hmm. It would put the attention on an acknowledgement of how great he did instead of, I'm never going to do homework with you again because you know how to do it. And it makes learning more fun.
Right.
Because there's a reinforcement afterwards, which most people use as food, which is not a real good idea.
Money.
Huh? Money? Money? You pay him to do his homework?
If he gets 100 on his desk. What?
If he gets 100 on his desk?
Well, because the reason why I come up with money, because in this conversation he was talking about Christmas, and he said that this Christmas he really wanted to buy something for all of us, and for the children to have anything. So he said, well, how can you do that? And so we worked on the money situation.
Ah.
Oh my God, it's going to be a change. You're going to give me a car. And we had
not just a car, Rose.
Oh, God.
Not just a car.
Yeah, right, with his father. Yeah.
Your child with just a car? You see him with a Hyundai?
No.
Ferrari, Dad. Ferrari. Lamborghini.
I got 100.
Rolls Royce, I got 100. Look at this. I got accepted to Yale. What do I get for this? Ah, new condo. Yes. In the city. Penthouse suite. Yes. Can't you see it?
Can I do my homework at your house?
Yeah, really, me too. Me too. So it's fine on a short term, but it doesn't produce having them enjoy learning. It puts learning with money, which is not always equal. I mean, when he goes out into the workforce, he may not get paid what he's worth to begin with. He may not. Not everybody's that fortunate. He may. But if he has that expectation, he's going to be sorely disappointed. Well, you expand it. You expand it to include quarterly reports or however often they do their reports. We pay $1 for A's on the quarterly report. But it's their responsibility to send. I have nieces and nephews and all kinds of people who send me their report cards. And they get paid $1 for every A that they have. But it's their responsibility. They have to put it in the envelope. You know, they have to collect. Their parents can't call me and say, yo, they got 3 A's. Because I'll say, yeah, great. Well, they want you to send them $3. Well, then put them on the phone. If they're going to be a bill collector, let them be a bill collector. But it's at the end of the quarter, so it's an acknowledgement. It's not a short-term, day-to-day expectation. Yeah, but with your opinion that that's a woman's job, I mean, that that's the women's job, it would upset you any time that Freeman indicated he wanted to do that job, because that's your job. By your own definition. I mean, Luca's got to live with Freeman. Freeman's not so bad. Just because he doesn't do kids the way you do kids doesn't mean it's wrong. He just has something different to teach him than you do. You know, and his is to be rough and tumble and take a few punches and jump off the refrigerator and not hurt yourself and, you know, all the things that Freeman's so good at teaching children. Left to you and I, they'd be wusses. You know, they'd be very polite and never push and never shove and say excuse me every time that they did, left to you and I. Mm-hmm. Thank God for Glenn and Freeman. Really?
Well, as long as I have my mind, like right now, say that I don't have to do it all the time. That when I can handle it, it's all right for me to go and ask him.
Ask who?
Freeman, if he can help me.
Well, right now you can. Looking at is how you set your family pattern up. Your mom's family pattern is what? If you were to use one word for your mother, what would it be? Martyr.
Yes.
So, you have to recognize that within you there is a martyr. Where does it show up? If you don't recognize it, you can't change it. If you say, oh no, I'm never a martyr. You can't change it. You have a piece of that in you, and where does it come out? When you don't want to do something,
right.
And he doesn't want to do it, and you got to do it.
Right.
You know, that's what you complain about your mom all the time.
That's all I've said when I was with the doctor, the same thing.
Right. I got to do it. Why do I always have to do it?
Right.
I don't understand. How did I get to be responsible? So in your journal, you would write, I feel like a martyr. You know, and then for the next few days, what does your mind say? I'm not a martyr. I'm going to show you I'm not a martyr. And what it'll do is it'll point out every time, here you go. You're going to go into this little martyr act that you have. And you go, no, I'm not going to do that, no. Do I want to help this kid with homework? How else can it be dealt with? And that's how you change your behavior. because you didn't like it when your mother did it to you. And you don't like doing it to your kids.
Well, that's my worst.
And sometimes it's like, boom, before you even know what you've said, it's boom.
Actually, that's all that's life.
So that goes for any behavior that you have. Carol? Well,
came back to homework.
Well, we're going to have a whole session on homework.
I are?
Yes. What do you want to know?
Well, it's with Danielle. That she's falling into the way I used to be. She's waiting for the last second.
Yeah, but you see, this is the problem, you guys. This is the problem. It's always the way I used to be. See, this is the problem. This child is not Danielle Katopoulos, who has choices and who has determined what she's going to do with the next year in her life. Mm-hmm. The problem is the way that I used to be. And the way that my life turned out is this. And I don't really like it, so I'm going to make sure my child doesn't go in that direction. And this is how you get yourself so whipped up. Anytime you hear yourself saying, the way I used to, Luca's not going to be a bad student the way I was. You're putting on your child your entire life. Instead of, hey, you know, 2 weeks she hasn't wanted to do her homework. That's, you know, a problem you can deal with. But the problem of the way I used to, you can't deal with. Because, number one, it's not her problem, the way you used to. Number two, there's no way you can interact with a child if you haven't resolved it yourself. How can you interact with her to resolve the way that you used to be? Do you understand? Is if she turns out differently, the way I used to be is going to be different? No, it's not going to be any different.
Say that again? I missed it.
If she turns out differently than you,
yeah.
If you put the correction in and she actually doesn't turn out like you, is that going to validate you in any way? No. Because you're still going to have done school the way that you did school. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And you can't deal with that with her because it's not her problem. How you did school was your problem. Now, what is her problem?
On and off, she, like about every other week, she's assigned like a week's worth of work at the beginning of the week.
Right.
And she's waiting until Wednesday night when it's due Thursday.
Right.
And then, like, there's major upset, her trying to get it done, and she's exhausted and wants to go to bed and doesn't finish it.
Right.
Or she finishes it, but she's exhausted.
Right. And what's the solution to that problem?
Well, what I've asked her to do is to do a part of it every night.
Right. And what does she say?
She says she wants to, that really works, and then other times she, well, I forgot. I didn't bring the book home tonight. The times she doesn't want to is how it looks to me.
Right.
You know, to me it looks like she's leaving it at school on purpose.
Right.
But I don't know.
Because you used to do that.
Right.
Right.
I would never do my homework until the last second.
Right. So how did that get to be her problem?
I kind of gave it to her.
Yeah. So there's no way that you can problem solve with her about how to solve her problem of waiting to the last minute and being totally exhausted if you have the same problem. You have to solve the problem with you, and then you can solve the problem with her. Then you can problem solve with her. Mm-hmm. If it's a problem for her, maybe it's not. Maybe it's a problem for you. Maybe you're just tired of Wednesday nights being crazy when it's kids' night.
Yeah.
And maybe she has to have everything done before kids' night. I don't know. You'd have to problem solve with her. But you can't do that as long as you're comparing her to you. And this is where parents get in the most turmoil, is when they see a behavior that their kids are doing that they used to do. And we assume that they have the same motive that we did. Which was, you know, we know our motives. Yeah, yeah, well. Yeah. See what they do. And they don't, it's not necessarily true. They don't necessarily have that same motive. They're worse. Who said that?
That's
yeah. Geniuses are a real problem.
Till I said, you know what, I graduated from school.
That's right.
I'm not doing it anymore.
I even graduated college, honey.
Fam. It's okay.
Good for you.
I'll come and help you. But I refuse to sit there with you and do your homework.
Well, it's like a big light bulb. Well, first I said to her, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. You just got taken to school this way. And you graduated in your school. And she asked me why I didn't do your school
because
I didn't feel like. Or I was too tired.
But then
that's the worst thing for Luca.
What?
When I say that. If you don't want to do your work, then do your work. You don't have to. Mm-hmm. You know, you just tell you Mrs. Bernstein the reason why I didn't want to do your work. Don't get me involved.
Right.
And
you're
he goes,
checking me.
No, no.
No,
no. You don't have to do it.
I just sit with him. I don't tell him what to do.
Yeah, but they're saying now it's time for you to back away and not sit with him every night. He doesn't need somebody sitting with him. You're not his tutor. He has plenty of tutors.
Oh, God knows he does.
You pay good money for people to sit with him. Yeah. Let him sit by himself for a while.
And let him
be self-inspired. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about self-inspiration. Let's take a short break.